Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up? It is Winning Cures Everything. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
And this is week zero. We're prepped. We're ready to roll. Let's jump into this bad boy. On today's show, Florida versus Miami. Previews. Picks. We're doing actual winners. We're doing spread winners. We're jamming that sweet tune. You gotta love it. All right. So we're talking Florida and Miami. The show is brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. Six incredible sports books down there. You can find more information about those, along with everything else that they're doing down there, over at tunicatravel.com. Do yourself a favor. Go get informed. You can find out more about us at winningcureseverything.com. You can follow me on Twitter at GaryWCE.
You can follow me at Chris B. Giannini.
And you can follow the show at Winning Cures, or you can just find everything over at winningcureseverything.com. YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, etc. Hit subscribe, share the show out. We appreciate your support. Let's fire into this. Florida, -7.5. Juice is -110 there on both sides. Against the Miami Hurricanes. This is this Saturday, 6 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. It's at Camping World Stadium in Orlando. The total is 47.5. You want to open us up? Tell me what you think about this before I start doling out facts.
I don't know that I'm going to contradict facts. I think I'm expecting this to be first game of the season. You got a new head coach on one side. First time real head coach.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, technically, it's his second job. But
first one he's had longer than a couple of hours.
That's right. I expect this to be... I know that this number has gotten bet down, and that's scaring people away from the under. I expect this to be an insanely low-scoring game. I think, A, both of these teams are better on the defensive side of the ball to begin with. And I just don't know that Miami's offense, redshirt quarterback coming into the game, first big start like this against the athletes on Florida and Florida's defense that they're going to bring with them. I just have a hard time thinking Miami's going to score a lot.
Did you know that Florida only has 73 scholarship players? Now, that's not going to matter in game one.
That's
I just
right.
found it interesting.
It's going to matter with depth.
Yeah. But that won't matter until
that's right.
You know, November.
So that's the way I feel about that. And same thing with Florida. Now, Dan Mullins, hell of a coach. Felipe Franks, plenty of experience.
Yeah.
Not a redshirt, not a freshman. Got plenty of game time under him. And Dan Mullins, a kind of a QB whiz. But, man, the defense on Miami's side of the ball is just nothing to sneeze
legit.
At. The linebacker core might be the best linebackers in the country. And I just think this is going to be – it's also the first week, right? It's opening week for both of these teams, the first game they've played against real live competition. I think that the mistakes are going to be made more on the offensive side of the ball than the defensive side of the ball. I think it's going to be low scoring. I think I'm going to definitely go the under.
Now, this opened Florida -8, and then the total was 50.5, and it's dropped down to 47.5.
So You and I have had this conversation off air. We'll go ahead and have it on air. The first week lines, massive line movement doesn't scare me at all because Vegas is still trying to learn these teams. And you've got 2 months to bet these games.
Yeah.
And if you pop a wrong number out there, which 50 and a half was just a wrong number. Now, it could still go over, but it didn't mean it was the right number, obviously. And, I mean, the market has said this is the right number. We've had 2 months of people betting it to get us the most efficient number. I just think that massive line movement doesn't scare me.
No. Let's talk about some of the facts here. Florida, number 15 in blue chip ratio talent. Miami, number 16 in blue chip ratio talent. It's a little crazy.
The state of Florida is not hurting for athletes.
No, not at all.
I mean, dudes everywhere.
There's only 16 teams that have a greater than 50% blue chip ratio. And what that is, Bud Elliott over at the Banner Society actually does this out, and it's just done by recruiting class. It doesn't involve transfers, anything like that. So it may not be completely accurate for Florida, but looking at recruiting rankings, this is a 4-year span. What is their ratio of blue chip, which is 4 and 5 stars, to the rest of their roster? And that's where you get this number from. So Florida being at number 15, Miami being at number 16, they're basically the same.
Yep.
But those are the teams. You basically have to have over 50% to win a national championship. So you could feasibly say that these are two national title contending teams.
Well, I mean, Florida's ranked in the top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, they are seen as one of the big boys that's absolutely live in this thing.
Well, and Miami was preseason top 10 last year.
Yeah.
And did the same thing that could happen to Florida this year if any of this stuff goes haywire, right? So Florida loses 4 offensive linemen from the offense that only averaged, and here's the deal. Last 4 games of the season, they looked unbeatable.
That's right.
They whooped Florida State. They whooped Michigan in the bowl game, and it looked like all was right with the world. Felipe Franks was on a different level.
I was just about to say, he stepped his game up to a completely different level. But that's what I expect under Dan Mullen's coach team.
And also, when you're playing against lesser competition, right?
So well, Florida Michigan's State, defense was not lesser competition.
Yeah, but when you think about who didn't play in that game.
Doesn't matter. Those guys reload.
I understand they reload, but they didn't. They were Georgia, and I know that Michigan fans, really Florida fans and Texas fans don't want to hear this. Michigan, after not making the Big Ten championship, after not making the playoff, going into that Ohio State game and absolutely blowing it, did not give a crap about that bowl game. They didn't care.
Well, I mean, you could tell
now,
that
Florida
on the
cared.
Field. You could tell by the way that team played. You're
and
right.
Georgia did the same thing.
That's right.
So they didn't care. Florida State was so done with that season, I don't think they necessarily cared.
Well, that was a disaster of a team.
So those were two top 20 defenses.
Was Florida State a top 20 defense last year?
Total defense, they were a top 20 defense.
How the hell did that happen?
Crazy. Now, as far as efficiency goes, not so much.
Yeah.
But Florida did play 5 other top 20 defensive efficiency teams last year. In those games, they averaged 16.6 points per game. And Felipe Franks averaged 14.6 out of 27.8 passing for 160.2 yards with 4 total touchdowns and 4 total interceptions.
That's not good.
He played awful against top 5 defense. His numbers against Missouri, against Georgia, against LSU, against Kentucky, against Mississippi State.
They just ran the ball over LSU.
Were putrid.
Yeah, he looked bad, but they just ran it down our throat.
And now you're going up against a Miami team that had the number 4 defense in the country last year.
Oh, no. Their
defensive line is absolutely legit. The question here is, can Jaren Williams move the ball? That's Miami's redshirt freshman quarterback. Can he move the ball against Florida's defense? I don't think they're going to ask him to do too much in this game because I think they feel like they might be able to run a little bit on Florida's defense. It's basically 2 offenses that don't want their guy to make the mistake.
That's what I think. I think they're going to be not just – I think they're both going to be conservative.
Yeah. Well, they both understand if you win this game,
It catapults you to a different level.
Yes.
Before the rest of the, and you get a head start because everybody in the country is watching this game.
Yeah.
Because come week one, there's going to be 90 games played, and you can only watch so many.
Exactly. This is, everybody's watching this game. Florida, 3-3 against the spread as a favorite against Power 5 teams in 2018. Miami, 1-4 straight up as an underdog the last 2 years.
I just can't look at those numbers.
It's, I understand, especially with Miami because
the team is completely different. Yeah, the coaching staff is totally different, and the team is different.
I am going to side with, now the reason I'm looking at all of this is I'm trying to figure out, do I pick Miami to pull the upset? And I don't think that I can do that. I still trust Todd Grantham too much, especially against a redshirt freshman quarterback. But I do trust Manny Diaz's defense against Dan Mullen's offense because they know each other exceptionally well.
They do.
I think this is a low-scoring game. I would stay away from the total because it's dropped so much. Yeah. I know you're going to play the under. But I'm going to take Miami plus the 7.5, but I'm taking Florida.
I'm taking Miami also in the points. Oh, I'm absolutely taking whoever's now, catching points in a low-scoring game. Absolutely.
Are you taking Miami to win?
Yeah. I'll take the upset. I'll take the dog. Sure. Here's the deal. If it goes over, Florida's going to win. Florida's going to cover. If there are points to be scored, it's going to be by the quarterback that has plenty of reps and has done this, and the head coach that, A, is an offensive play caller. I'm not calling him an offensive genius, but he's a hell of an offensive coach.
Yeah.
And he just makes dudes better. And it's going to be Florida. So if you think it's going over, then you bet Florida to win, you bet Florida to cover.
Yeah,
I think there's a chance that the only touchdown scored in this game could be on the defensive side of the ball. I think we're going to have a lot of field goals.
Yeah, I could absolutely see that.
I think we're going to have a lot of field goals. We're going to play this game between the 20s.
I like it. All right, that's going to wrap up today's show. Of course, go over to tunicatravel.com. Check out everything about what they've got happening down in Tunica, Mississippi. Go and check out winningcureseverything.com. We appreciate y'all checking out the show. Share it out if you would. Leave some nice 5-star reviews and hit that subscribe button. We will see you again tomorrow.
Checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.